From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you joining us today as the Reverend Larry Power, minister of Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, Drum, County Monaghan, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
I would like to read a verse of scripture for you today from the Epistle of James, chapter 4 and the verse 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. It is good for every one of us to consider certain matters, especially in the spiritual realm. Where will we be in eternity? Whom are we serving here in this world? Are we living for God's glory, or are we living for ourselves? In other words, what is your life? How prone we are to leave God out of our thoughts. Is there an answer to this question? What is your life? What is life all about? Why are we here? What is the purpose for living? What is our aim, our goal? Is there life after death? Is there such a thing as eternity? Is there a heaven? Is there a hell? What is your life? Let us view life in regard, first of all, to its swiftness. And life viewed by the young seems to be long. The young person says, I have many years to look forward to. And of course, an older person will exclaim, where have the years gone to? Life has passed so quickly away. The Bible tells us life is swift. In Job chapter 9 and the verse 25, Job says, now my days are swifter than a post or a runner. They flee away. They see no good. Job, of course, was acquainted with the swiftness of the post, and he was now referring to the manners and the customs of the East and of his own day. He is thinking here of the swift horses and their riders getting information and goods from one point to another. In the same chapter and in the verse 26, Job speaks about the swift ships. He increases the intensity of the metaphor. Swift ships are ships of desire. That is, hurrying anxious for the haven, the place of safety, fleeing from the storm. But swifter by far is life. How quickly we come to the end of one year and the commencement of another. The wind of time bears me along, and we cannot stop its motion. Life is swift. Like the swift ship, my life hurries on until it reaches its haven or the place of rest. Where will your haven be at the end? Where will your soul be in eternity? Will it be in heaven or hell? Job also refers to the eagle, a bird of prey noted for its swiftness. You see it one moment, then it's just a spot in the sky. And death seeks its body as a prey. Just like the eagle, so swift, death overtakes every individual. In Hebrews chapter 9 and the verse 27, we read, and it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. You will remember that God said to Adam in Genesis chapter 3 and the verse 19, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. how important it is to be ready for death. Life indeed is swift. Our days go in so quickly, our moments pass by, and they are uncertain. All who receive the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him alone for salvation are ready for to meet death. Are you ready today for to meet death? Then, of course, there is the uncertainty of life. Life is swift. It is also uncertain. It is like a vapor, James tells us, or as a child might say, like a bubble. We have all seen the child blow bubbles. The bubbles disappear in a moment. They burst in a split second. In the early morning, we have viewed the mist like a vapor over the river or lake. But in a short time, it has gone away. It has disappeared. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 6 and the verse 12, we read there concerning our days, all the days of his life, that is man's life, are vain. It speaks about his vain life or the few years of his life. Life is even more fragile than a vapor. What can be less substantial than a vapor? Who can lay hold of a shadow? You see a person's shadow as he or she passes by, and the moment they are past, their shadow is gone. We all like to reckon on a long existence upon many days, many years in this world, but we have no guarantee whatever. All age groups and classes of people pass out of this world every day, very often with very little warning. Life is indeed but a vapor. It is uncertain. We love to make plans, do we not, for the future. We have our dreams and all the rest. But James, in this very same epistle, he captures this scene for us as well. He says this, "Ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." James chapter 4. You see, our best laid plans can come to nothing very quickly. Our times are in God's hands. Men and women today and young person, remember this. Your very breath, your next breath, your life is in the hands of the living God. They are all under his control. The word of God tells us so very clearly in Acts chapter 17. In him we live and move and have our being. So you can't live without God. You can't rise up without God. You can't walk without him. You can't lie down without him. You can't move a muscle without the power of God. It's in him you live and you move. And you have our being. How foolish to live life without God. The utter folly of thinking that we know best. And that, of course, is exactly what men and women are doing at this very time, at this very moment. We don't realize how short our time is. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And we think, of course, that material things can make us happy. But they can't. Man was created for God. You were created for the Almighty God, that you might know him and love him and worship him freely. One of the early church fathers, Augustine, said many centuries ago, he says, we are restless until we find our rest in God. Have you found this rest, this peace, this great salvation? Oh, you must come to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Humble yourselves before him. Call upon him for mercy. He will hear you. Submit your whole life and your whole being to him, into his hands and into his care. You will begin to find out what it means to be a Christian and to know this wonderful God as your heavenly Father. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Life at best is very brief. Like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf, be in time. Fleeting days are telling fast, that the die will soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed, be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. Have you heard the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ this day? This tremendous question, this all-important question for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. And if death were to come to your door today, would you be prepared for to stand before the judge of all the earth, the Almighty God? It may happen in a sudden, in a moment. Your last breath, and you are gone. Never to come again to the land of the living. Never again to stand in your home. Never again for to speak to your family or acquaintances. Your life is only a vapor. My life today is only a vapor. We cannot count or reckon on another day, not even this day, not this coming night or the morning. What is your life? But the good news is this, that you're still in the land of the living. You still have breath within you. There is time now, and there is opportunity for to call upon the God of heaven. The Word of God tells us, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things. And if you call upon him just now, looking to the blessed Savior, to his bleeding wounds, trusting only in the merit of his blood, thank God you will find him, and you will know his mercy and his salvation. And he will give to you life everlasting and life eternal. There is life for a look at the crucified one, and there's life at this moment for you. Has not the Lord Jesus Christ promised for to give us life more abundant? He came for to give us life. Life more abundant. It is found in him today. What is your life? And as we close this morning, what are you living for? What are you trusting in? What's the aim, the purpose, the goal of your existence? What's it all about? Yes, there is a purpose. There was a purpose in your birth. There's a purpose in your life today. It is that you might come to know God, the great Creator God, the everlasting God, the mighty God. Come to know him, to love him, to serve him, to worship him, and to know him as your heavenly Father. Come just now, call upon him, in and through the Lord Jesus Christ, our only mediator. May the Lord bless his word to your hearts. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Larry Power, The Manse, Corrigarry, Drum, County Monaghan. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Larry Power, The Manse, Corrigarry, Drum, County Monaghan. You may hear Reverend Power preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. here in Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, Drum. For further information, you may phone us on 047-54-990. That's 047-54-990. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.